Hey, this is Mike Bobbitt. I'm a guy who used to make things, and sometimes I still do. These days, I prefer making podcasts, and I have a new one called Soundtrack to My Life. On this podcast, I talk to different creative people about the music that shaped them. Sometimes the conversations are funny, and sometimes they're just kind of sweet.
I love that Pina Colada song. Yeah, I do.
Rihanna has had a huge impact on my songwriting.
I'm diving into the ocean, finding that one fish that has the toxins, and I'm just drinking those toxins all day.
Maybe they're saying, like, you should now go forth and rock. It's like a peace be with you situation.
I also have a playlist called F Jams. One in. To it, just in case.
We danced to a jazz version of My Favorite Things.
Soundtrack to My Life. It's available exclusive on Spotify. It's a exclusive. I'm going to try to make that word take off. It's a music plus talk show, meaning I can play songs in their entirety. So think of this as an interactive playlist with some of the coolest creative people I know, and you should know too. Soundtrack to My Life, a Spotify exclusive.
I won't talk about gang rape. I promise. In India.
It's getting weird.
Yeah, dude. It's getting fucking hectic over there.
Why are they doing
it? Yeah, Alex just said it's like a handshake over there. But because there's too many people, dude.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Here we go. It's terrible. Nick?
Well, nice, it's got to be more men than women then.
I don't know. I didn't say what gender was getting. GR, I don't
you
even
know,
want to say
guys are horny when they get together to rape.
I know, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like a Clockwork Orange type of thing.
Well, I mean, if you look at like internet activity, it's not surprising that that is very prevalent in India. I mean, Indian guys on the internet are like the horniest guys.
They're really? The horniest.
Are
dudes.
They?
Yeah.
I always just see them say how beautiful the lady is.
I think they just appreciate beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much beauty to me.
Hey, Nick. What's happening, man? We didn't get a chance to chit-chat before. We just got you in here and fired you right up.
Are you familiar with Romeo dialers?
No.
It's usually Indian guys, and they just call random phone numbers, and if it's a woman, they start hitting on her.
Romeo dialers.
Really?
Yeah.
In old English speak.
Hello, my dear.
Yeah. I can't combine the two in my head.
I can keep doing it, but I'm not going to. It's just...
No, I think you can do it.
Okay. How cometh? I'm sorry. I won't do it.
But yeah, that's
the question
surprising.
Is to be or not to be. Okay. Sorry.
All right, we'll stop.
Yeah.
We'll stop.
Cut that out.
I wonder what the percentage of that working.
Zero. It's probably 0%.
I bet you 0% chance that works.
I'm going to be willing to bet that it's 0%.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, especially when you talk about cell phones. If they're just punching in random numbers under the same area code, that's a pretty big area.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a chance this dude, whether they get into, if they're willing to call.
Well, I mean, it's a big area, but how many people over there have cell phones? You know what I mean?
Oh, they straight up do it. I thought they meant they were doing it here in America.
No. Like Indian guys
dude,
from like
India. Dude,
cell
phones are super prevalent over there.
I mean, probably like
the thing is, though, you're so close to everybody, you can probably just
It's probably the kind of phone that, like, comes with snake loads on it. You know what I mean?
And now they have gang rape parades?
Yeah. I don't know if they're doing parades, but...
Yeah.
But it seems like everyone's so close to each other, you could just holler. And be like, hey...
They're raping me again.
Well, but that just means like that's gonna be more people raping.
Yeah, that's a calling card.
Yeah,
it's like throwing up the bat signal.
Yes.
You're yelling out to people who
like
are also looking to rape.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, darn it.
Maybe we should. Maybe I shouldn't have brought this
is
up.
Is it like you go anywhere and just bing bang?
Dicks out,
it happens.
Dude. Dicks out.
Yeah. Anywhere. No. I mean, it is actually
it's
big
like a
problem.
Seriously,
in
fucking
India.
Problem.
Really?
Yeah.
This is blowing my mind. Yeah.
That's sad.
That's really sad.
Yeah, I mean, I think what the issue is that there's still so many like just like remote rural areas of India.
Yeah.
Like it's not happening in like the, you know, cities and shit like
that.
Oh,
I thought you guys were like saying like
No, it's not like RoboCop.
Okay.
It's like out in the farmland in the villages like that.
Speaking of RoboCop, and not change the subject, but also change the subject. Did you guys see the new reboot of RoboCop?
I saw the newest one.
Yeah,
from like a couple years ago.
Garbage, dude.
Yeah, absolute garbage.
Garbage. And they made the dude. They made him speak English, but he's actually Australian.
Like almost every
almost
every fucking reboot is trash.
Yeah,
his motorcycle is sick.
Motorcycle was pretty cool, but I think they tried to save it with a motorcycle. I was like, this isn't even Detroit, dude. There's not even like fucking real gnarly shit happening here. There's not even a music scene in this fucking in this fucking movie. That's one thing you should always include the music scene and the comedy scene.
There's no music scene or hot dogs in this fucking movie. Right. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, you guys over here trading weight pens and shit. No, thank you.
You miss it, John?
Yeah, but he was actually talking about it on the way up.
Yeah, I was the dickhead in his car just getting high.
That's fine.
Finally, I was like...
And I was like, no, dude, I'm sober.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my
God. I'm living a sober lifestyle now, dude.
I'm so sorry.
I'm living a semi-sober lifestyle now, dude.
He's clear-minded right now.
Why is it got to be a lifestyle?
Because everything's a lifestyle, dude. Okay. Everything's a lifestyle choice.
I'm on a keto lifestyle.
Because it is a lifestyle.
It is, dude.
I suppose so.
You got to make
I was living that lifestyle for 25 years every night.
If you treat everything as an individual choice, it's going to break down.
Try that.
Literally everything is a lifestyle.
It has to be my arm like this. It has to be blanketed.
Yeah, you're on that lean lifestyle right now.
I'm on that. This is how. Thank you.
It has to be. It has to be all
too cool for
all.
Years.
I'm in the middle of a conversation.
Whatever.
He's poking my hand.
Hey, he's poking your hand with live resin, dude.
Live resin.
Live resin.
I'm talking to the mic one right now. Okay, like, four. Oh, so let's wait a minute.
No, it works like that. It's one, two.
Easy there, Quattro. Let's get. Let's get.
Easy there, Quattro. Hey, you're Quattro, bitch.
It's okay. I'm still a guest. There's no three. There's no three.
There is no three. It's just one, two, and four.
And then they're saving three for me.
Mm-hmm. You have to prove that you deserve it.
Yeah.
You are running way late on your Red Bulls, dude. You're not going to have the right attitude where there's like 15 minutes left.
Yeah,
on
you're going to be like sleeping until like the like 5 minutes left. And then you're going to wake up and you're going to want to fucking podcast for another hour.
This one's going to fucking mainline right in, dude.
Chug.
Well, are you gonna shove it up your ass and pour it?
We're gonna boof this fucker.
You're gonna boof the Red Bull.
Yep.
That's what they tell.
You gotta shake it real quick, stick it in, and then kick it in.
Yeah, you gotta pour it on the side so the bubbles don't.
No.
Oh no, boof! Boof is like a.
No, he's shotgunning that up his ass.
Yeah.
Right, but don't people like put it in on like a tampon and put it in their ass, or people just straight up spread the hole and pour it?
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm a hole spreader.
I'm just
myself.
Picturing like some people can pour nice. You know, yeah. Like a.
I'm a hole spreader myself.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't. I just.
How
don't
do you spread it when you're with you when you're doing a handstand?
I have help.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say that. We're hole spreaders.
Imagine
in my
being
family.
Able to one hand handstand and then your other hand just
could you imagine?
Pinch your cheeks open.
Oh, that's not. That's the opposite of a pinch. Pry.
Pry. Thank pry. You. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. What's that's the opposite of a pinch, right? Is
yeah.
Pry?
Oh, you're great.
I guess. Yeah.
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 The motion of my hands. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Those Romeo dialers, dude. I feel like even if somebody said like. Yeah, okay, you can come over. They'd be like, what? I mean, can I see you? What do you look like?
Yeah. They're like, send the picture.
Yeah.
Send picture first.
She said yes. Ask for a picture.
Yeah, get a picture. This picture's hideous.
Yeah, they're like asking their friends what to do next because
no one's ever said yes before.
Or they're like girls about it. They're like, oh my God, he texted back.
They're asking the nine guys around them.
Yeah.
Like, I think she wants us to come over.
Yeah,
she clearly wants us to come over.
Do we bring chips?
No chips will be necessary. We'll be done 15 minutes.
Bring whatever they bring them to catch a predator, usually a pizza.
Yeah, Chips Ahoy.
Some Werther's Originals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be fucked up if they brought some, like kid...
Yeah, like they bring over like a box of oatmeal cream pies.
Some Star Crunch.
Like what? Nerds ropes and Valium.
They come over with
Valium
some,
on the nerd.
They come over with some Nutty Buddies.
Yeah, what's a little kid ass? Like the goo? The cotton over, candy.
Bring a bunch of just a box of Go-Gurt.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Just put your dick in the other side of it.
Holding the Skittles and a dildo.
Mm-hmm. And your pud and the other. Well, no, you have to hold it on the end.
I think cotton candy's the most little kid.
Yeah,
candy.
Dude. We went to the
for sure.
The state wrestling tournament this weekend.
Yeah, what do you think?
Ice cream cone.
No,
old people love ice cream cones.
Yeah,
too.
No, old people love ice cream cones.
I think there's a middle period in life, perhaps, where you're like,
I'm not going to eat
I think there's a middle where you become a cup person, but then like you get old where you want nostalgia.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But it all starts as a kid.
Yeah. Which I don't get. Kids should have the fucking cup because they're fucking disgusting. They get the shit everywhere.
Yeah,
right.
I stand by the kids are gross. Till I die.
Yeah, T-I-D. Yeah. Well, they don't know. It's not gross to them.
No. No, it's just gross when the ants are crawling on their arm and going towards their face.
Is it gross when a squirrel picks up a nut and there's a little dirt on it?
No, but yeah. Also, they don't. Squirrels don't sleep in the house. Yeah, in my
ants,
fucking
ants
in
your world. Ants don't come like running to dirt though. So
They live.
That's
in
true.
It.
That's true.
They remove it, dude. Ants remove the dirt.
Yeah, no, they come up and they're like, oh, this is a brick for my house. Yeah, and then they carry it away. Yeah,
it's true. I've seen it.
This is my build. This is a building supply.
Yeah.
Oh shit! He dropped the Snickers wrapper, the end kit thing that he ripped off. That's my fucking foundation right there.
Why, you'd think that ants would use litter more. Yeah. Well, every once in a while you see them carrying a leaf or two.
Well, you, I mean, I don't,
some toothpicks. Yeah. Seems like if an ant found some toothpicks, they'd be like, dude, think of the possibilities here.
Yeah.
What about monkeys?
Oh, dude, I saw the saddest thing today about an orangutan that fell into a, it's kind of sad.
A Tang bottle?
An orangutan was like using a rope to get down into like the moat that they had around their enclosure.
Yeah.
And slipped and fell in and couldn't get its feet. And was like drowning basically, and a dude jumped in and saved it, and dragged it up. And I was like, the whole dude's head was on a fucking swivel, like this thing's home. He's gonna come fucking tear my arms off. But it started like giving it like chest compressions and shit, and the thing was in there like kind of gas. And then finally it came to, thank fucking God, because I was a mess.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it killed the guy.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't kill the guy.
Ripped his face off.
Fuck.
No good deed goes unpunished.
I just woke up. And was like, no,
sorry.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I'm weird about waking up.
That's how they hug. That's how they hug.
Yeah.
That's how they show love. Yeah, but anyways, sorry, it reminded me of that. I didn't mean to derail the whole fucking thing. But it was this beautiful orange orangutan, dude. You just started watching it drown, and I was like, oh, dude, I don't want to finish this, but I'm going to. Like, I'm going to finish it. Mm-hmm. And the dude doing a chest compression, like, you can't give it mouth-to-mouth. His mouth's too wide.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that.
Plus, the thing will just...
Yeah, it just bite your face, dude. Yeah, I think he's real hesitant to do mouth to mouth. Those things got fangs.
Yeah,
and also that, and also the breath on those things.
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh my god,
grimy ass teeth,
monkey ass.
Dude. Yeah,
monkey breath.
Monkeys can't reach their ass, can they?
Oh, no, they eat other monkeys' asses though.
Yeah, yeah.
You said they can't reach their ass
with their mouth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
a dog can pick its own ass.
I think it's pretty safe to say that if we're eating other people's asses, monkeys are eating each other's
ass. Monkeys are probably doing it first.
Yeah, we probably got it from them.
Not sexually.
Oh yeah, dude, I sent him the fucking picture.
Yeah, you sent him the
two gay whales.
I was like, I dropped that picture and was like, fuck yeah, dude.
That's a more interesting question. You know, they're always like, well, this animal's gay, so it's okay, whatever. But which animals eat ass? Like sexually,
dogs
only.
No,
only,
it's not sexual.
Only primates have sex for pleasure. Primates and dolphins are the only ones that have sex for pleasure.
So I would have to assume if any of them are doing it, it's dolphins and monkeys.
Yeah,
dolphin. But dolphins, that's so clean. It's not even dirt. It's super not even clean. Like.
Well, you know the guy. Raunchy. You know the guy that was trying to have sex with a dolphin, right?
It was a girl.
Oh, was it a girl?
Yeah, it was a girl.
I thought it was a
guy. I have a whole joke about it. No, it was a chick, dude.
Oh, it was a chick.
Yeah, she named the dolphin Peter. I was like, oh, what a bitch.
Yeah,
I'd name that thing like Waku or something. Name it something gnarly.
Where'd you get
one? I don't know. It seemed Hawaiian. I don't think dolphins are in Hawaii.
Niobe, come here.
Definitely not Flipper. That's too fucking close to home.
Too easy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Paul.
You named it Peter. His name's Peter. Peter. He's like, stop calling me Peter.
I'd name it Gibbons.
That's George, my dolphin.
That's George, the dolphin. Yeah. I'd name it like something clever, like monkey.
That's George, my dolphin fuck bud. That's
George, my dolphin sex doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, some chick fucking like flooded out her house and like had dolphins in there and like sleeping in the pool with it and shit.
Yeah, that's insane.
There's a documentary about it, isn't there?
No, that's the movie Shape of Water. No. That's a good movie, if you haven't seen it.
If you haven't ever seen it.
I haven't seen it.
The one about dolphin?
No, she does like flood her whole house so she can have sex with this like creature from the Black Lagoon type of thing.
Really?
She falls in love. She takes it from like a sea. She works at what? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, she works at the like CIA or something like that, and she's deaf, mute rather, and she finds this like creature from the Black Lagoon thing that the government discovered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she
did they discover it or did they make it?
No, they discovered it.
It's a discovery.
It. Yeah.
It's discovery based.
Because they don't know how it is. And, you know, there's the bad guy who's prodding it, trying to figure out what it is. And she's the good, quiet girl that takes it home.
Yeah.
Her neighbor's extra gay. Quiet, it sounds like. The dad from Step Brothers. It's a pretty good movie. It's a little, like, fucking...
That's what Shape of Water's about?
Yeah.
I always thought it was, like a Mona Lisa smile type situation. Or, like, fucking... I thought George Clooney was involved.
I've seen Hellboy. I consider...
I don't
There's no pins in that.
There's no pins in that.
But there's bolts.
Good point.
Oh, yeah, there's bolts.
Point. Well, that's a little good thicker point. Than I
thought. But I would, I consider Hellboy the prequel to Shape of Water.
Interesting.
Did you see Shape of Water?
No.
Then how could you even possibly?
Because there's the one character in Hellboy that is basically the Shape of Water thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you like movies with Razor in it too? Raising Arizona.
Any kind of sharp metal
or hell. Anything involving hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like puzzle boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen
Rubik's cubes?
Can anybody here do one of those?
Do what? A Rubik's cube
configurations?
No.
Yeah. No. Okay. Thank God.
Apparently, there's a pattern that
there
people
is.
Figure out.
You know, I've watched the video 1,000 times.
Yeah. I'm never gonna
try. Remember how? That's me with magic. You remember that bit like Robert Jenkins had with the Rubik's cube?
Yeah.
Like I want to do a bit like that, but with like the box from Hellraiser.
I want to do it with that Rubik's cube, and then about like halfway into my set, just fire that motherfucker into the crowd because it's never gonna get fixed.
No, I just want to do it with the box from Hellraiser, and then when I'm done with my set, we're all in hell.
He's pretty good, but I don't know if it was worth it.
Yeah,
to be honest, the ticket I paid to come here.
Yeah.
How the fuck do we get out of here?
His ending was a little too much.
You should be Hellraiser.
A little on the nose.
A little on the nose. I'm too fat to be Hellraiser. No one wants to see a
somewhere
fat.
And,
no. Fat Hellraiser is no one that's not scary.
Fat Hellraiser, dude. No.
Why is Hellraiser like thin?
There was a fat Hellraiser.
There was a fat Cenobite.
Yeah.
Was there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Whoa, okay.
Did he have pins come off his head?
No, he was just he had like a chomper mouth or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he had bald
That makes
head
sense, because if you could eat
Yeah,
more.
He had like a little mohawk. Yeah.
Maybe I'll be that one then. I'll be this. I can't be the Hellraiser, but I can be a Cenobite.
Okay.
Yeah. And like a leather jacket or something.
Then you got to explain it to everybody at the Halloween party.
I'm the fat Hellraiser guy.
I'm fat Hellraiser.
Like, oh,
just saying I'm fat Hellraiser.
Yeah, I'm fat Hellraiser.
For Halloween. Tomorrow I'll be.
Oh, I got the best Halloween outfit for you.
What's that?
You go as the given up Spider-Man from Spider-Man.
From Spider-Verse?
Yes.
I've never seen that.
Oh, dude,
bro,
it's perfect.
You're perfect.
Damn.
Literally, just sweatpants and over a Spider-Man outfit.
And then maybe a
and
peacoat.
A trench coat.
Yeah, peacoat. Like a longer trench coat peacoat.
Yeah, a tan.
Like quitter Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
He was the Spider-Man that quit. He just stopped being Spider-Man and got fat.
But he kept the mask.
He did keep the mask. Kept all of his gear.
That's great.
He seemed to always be wearing. I mean, all Peter Parkers are always wearing the gear.
You know how much he had to eat to get fat?
Oh, yeah, because it's Spider-Man.
Yeah, because like his metabolism is just fucking insane. Yeah.
It's that of a spider.
Yeah.
You just literally took those words out of my head. That was weird.
So like he had to just like fucking... That was work.
That's a sedentary
lifestyle.
That was
work to get that.
You had to work to be that sedentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget, but I almost want to say he had one tennis shoe on and then a house slipper on the other.
I got two mismatched socks on right now.
You're killing it. And your shoes are already off.
Yep.
So weird.
You asked me why I did that. Why don't you?
Why?
It's respectful. It's his carpet. His cat doesn't puke on it anymore. I talked to her.
Then leave it at the front door.
You leave your energy at the front door.
Your shitty energy seems to be at the front, back, front door.
Fucking, I'm here, but this, I don't know.
Because look at his boots, dude. Those are size like fucking 19.
Try one of these.
I don't like those.
Why don't you go up to the big league? Put some hair on your chest. For the listeners, he's drinking a Red Bull and I got a White Claw.
Yeah.
A peach Red Bull at that.
Mmm, so good.
Oh, God.
I was tasting gin all day.
Oh, I love gin.
Mm,
so you like gin?
I do like gin.
What's the deal with that? Why does it taste like pine trees?
Because
it's made of juniper berries.
Yeah, juniper berries.
And then there's all
and that's a conifer.
Yeah, you like you distill with it.
Okay.
And so it bonds.
I'm surprised there's not more like alcohols.
There's tons of alcohols.
Then why do we just like juniper berries, wheat? Potato,
there's more than that, right?
Yeah. I know, but the main ones, like
there's corn, there's fucking any
like,
fruit.
If there's like 10 that
any
we
fruit,
any
you
fruit,
can,
I mean,
you can
like,
make
brand,
out of,
like
right?
Yeah. Brandy, you can make out of like almost any fruit, right?
Yes,
I would think that there'd be more like straight, like cherry liquor.
What do you
whatever.
Make out of oranges? What can you make out of oranges?
What, like an orange liqueur,
like a which would be like a Grand Marnier,
Cointreau.
Yeah, you can do it with anything, really. Like, even just, like, an orange vodka, you know?
Do you have to use the orange peel, or do you use the actual orange to ferment the orange?
You don't ferment it. You put it in secondary, so you just hit it with a bunch of, like, fresh orange peel.
Oh, okay.
Imagine the world when they were like, when you only had the fruits in your area, you know, just hearing about, they got a thing called a pineapple.
That's a macrobiotic diet.
Yeah. You should hear about what they're doing with all this fucking bee puke.
Yeah, right.
It's delicious, I guess. I don't know. Gross. Stay home.
I love bee cum. Bee cum is my favorite.
Wait, it is. It's puke or cum?
I don't know.
Puke.
I'm going to say it's cum.
More comfortable
with
cum.
What's the difference? What are you usually puking up?
Cum.
I think exactly. I'd feel more comfortable with
bee cum. I'm usually puking and shitting cum, so.
It's so dark.
Jesus.
Graphic.
Just shitting in the toilet and puking between That's getting rough. A little on your dick.
And it's just all cum.
That's rough.
It's just all cum.
He's back.
It's cum. It's cum coming out of both sides.
That's
it's
rough. Cum Have you out. Really like taken a shit and it's just like.
Yeah,
like,
dude, of course he
that?
Has.
And it's cum?
Yes.
Ooh.
It's like he's blowing his nose in the toilet.
I mean, to be fair, most of it comes out before I get home.
Because what, they suck it out with a straw or something?
No, gravity.
If they're a good boy.
Oh, well, no. The next guy usually fucks it out.
Yeah. Right. Or stuffs it up. You would think. But there's no ovaries. So
No. It comes. No. If it's up there and another fucking dick goes in, it's coming out. Yeah. It's not going.
There's an end game to that ball.
Yeah, that's like when you got a little shit left and you can tell, and so you just finger your butt. No? Not no, related? Nobody else does it?
No.
Okay. Uh-huh. I really thought, yeah, you know the old... you know there's something coming, but it's too far up there, so you just...
gotta get it manual.
Yeah. You don't want to... The old fish hook comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, pop the hood open. Yeah.
I usually just do like a preemptive wipe that usually gets it going for me.
Yeah. So you don't do like a wipe, like a stick in
wipe? I just do like a little quick little
stimulant,
swipe.
Little stimulation.
Yeah, a little swipe on the rim.
Okay.
A little swipe on the rim gets it going.
He spits on his finger, does a little circle.
Yeah.
And stimulates. Use toilet paper.
What about when this happens? What about when you're holding the shit in? Or like you had like a kind of a wet fart. You know what I mean? It's suspicious. You need to go to the bathroom. You get to the bathroom, then you wipe your ass, and then like you wipe like the side of your cheek.
Oh yeah,
and it's got like just a little bit on it, and you're like, oh, I'm here for 9 years.
Yeah, I'm gonna be here forever. Yeah, but you got bidet game. Your bidet game.
I don't have.
Oh, you don't.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no. Well,
I just go to the elementary school drinking fountains.
The bidet doesn't help mud butt though.
No,
I mean it'll clean the outside.
It really good.
It'll clean the outside, but like it's gonna just keep.
Well, you just have to be a little more active on the toilet. You got to move around a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta give it a dance.
Yeah, shimmy the hips a little bit.
But if it's mud butt, it's not formed.
Yeah, and if you don't have a solid like a seat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever have the seat that shifts?
Oh my god, dude, that pisses me off so much.
We're all big guys here.
You know what you could do? Just add a couple washers. That's how you lock it in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But eventually it's going to crack. You're going
to
crack
a couple washers
plastic.
To the payroll. A couple ladies that come in. Just
a couple
wash
come in,
right,
fucking hit the hose on you.
Just to wash all the shit that gets left behind because I keep slipping off the fucking seat.
You go outside washer. And put your hands on the bricks. And
I have a specific
ladies.
Attachment for my shower head.
Yeah.
It's just for that. And the ladies come in and like, all right, hose them down.
I wish that we would
switch. Like Shawshank.
I wish we would switch to the squatty toilets like they have in like, where is it, China?
I don't have the knees for that.
Yeah.
Americans are too fat. Dude.
I don't.
Too much
better.
Inflammation in your knees.
The hole.
Dude.
Those are better. Yeah.
I like how you called it a hole.
I've used a squatty potty, and I can only imagine that if you're like actually squatting, it would be better.
No, it's not.
It is because that's scientifically. Okay. How
I mean,
you
it is
shitting.
If you don't plan on getting up ever again. Because I wouldn't. I mean, I need someone else in there to help me up.
Well, that's why you have fucking handles, dude.
Oh, I didn't think about handles.
That's why Chinese people are squatting when they smoke cigarettes. They're shitting.
Right. Yeah.
They squat and smoke cigarettes.
Those are the ones wearing diapers.
Yeah. It's a diuretic.
So
yes.
Huh?
It's like a camping fucking, like a KOA toilet.
Yeah, dude. I am.
Okay. I'm going to say that I don't understand why bathhouses don't do that.
Have a hole in the ground?
The squatty toilets. Because that would be much more bottom friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the bottom to top ratio at a bathhouse?
Why is
50, that? 50? Oh, it's crazy. There's like most of the time there's like maybe like four tops to like 50 bottoms. It's ridiculous.
That's gotta be
exhausting.
Four tops.
Just
it's insane. Like what you go there, it's like
be a good
every
name for a band.
like everybody's a fucking bottom.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like The Bachelor.
There's just like two tops walking around giving out roses.
I choose
putting
you.
Putting it in your asshole.
Yeah. I choose you.
So they don't want to fuck other people. They just want people to fuck them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh.
selfish.
It's exhausting. Selfish as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, put in some work.
It's kind of funny that my today was the day my wife decided to let my her and my son listen to our podcast. And this is the first thing we start talking about is gang rape and fucking. And
you started it. I did. The episode with gang rape, and this is where we went.
Yeah.
You did. But my, you have to be aware of the energy you put out into the world.
I talked about my son being on a gun turret. I was how I, if I had one of those cool like trucks that had gun turrets on the back, how I'd have Mikey on one of the guns.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck yeah. He was super excited. No, he's going to tune in again. He's going to hear about this shit. He's like, oh, no, I'm into gang rape.
Did you tell him that we talked about him last episode or something?
No, my wife just happened to put it on.
Gotcha.
Elvis put it on. And
that was interesting stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. I was like, listen to a better one than that one.
Yeah. See, I want to, I don't want a gun turret. I want to have like a fucking guitar, like the one guy in Mad Max,
dude.
I just want to be shredding on the back.
Dude, you don't even have to be in tune. You're not going to be able to keep that thing in tune.
Why do you need to be in tune in the fucking apocalypse?
Tuner. There's no electricity.
You're the only one playing an instrument.
Yeah. And the only way that thing works.
Who are you going to be in tune with?
Yeah.
In tune with what? Whoa.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Come on. You're in tune with yourself.
The old standard tuning?
Yeah.
The strings are like human intestines.
No, I think the strings were like...
No, that's the soccer ball you're going to play with.
Yeah, you're thinking of From Dusk Till Dawn.
Bladder.
Speaking of, I watched From Dusk Till Dawn the other day. You ever seen that?
Yeah. Long, long time
ago. I'm surprised there's no pins in it.
Yeah.
But there are vampires.
There's some pins.
There's some pins when they open that one coffin.
Yep. And also...
Well, there's nails in every movie, technically, in the walls.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, every actress, I'm sure, has bobby pins in their hair.
That's true.
Dude, have anybody seen Blue Velvet?
Yes.
No. Is that was that with Sean Young?
No, that's with, what's his face?
Dennis Hopper.
Yes,
Schwimmer.
And
David Schwimmer.
It's a David Lynch movie.
Could you imagine David Schwimmer in Blue Velvet?
I feel like I have, but I don't remember what Blue Velvet's about.
I don't think I like his movies.
David Lynch. Yep. All I know is I watched fucking, what was that one called, The Highway?
Yeah.
And they're like, Trent Reznor did the soundtrack for this. I was like, this is going to be fucking awesome. And I sat there just wanting to fucking shoot myself in the mouth for fucking an hour and 40 minutes.
Somebody told me he thinks of movies as a dream, and that made it more watchable to me. But, I don't know. Did you like it? It was just it was just perverted and interesting. Every scene was kind of interesting, but it just was.
I mean,
like if you're like avoidance of plot
All of the David Lynch movies, that's probably the one I like the most.
Yeah, what's the other one? Eraserhead.
I watched that one just so I could do my first review on Letterboxd.
And I can't wait to look it up because
it's the only review I've done. I don't
know. What's the name?
It's
first and only.
Yes, the only review I did. Yeah.
Why'd you just watch that movie? Just
because I got fucking lazy. I thought I was gonna do a thing.
I'm gonna check the Hellraiser review pages and we'll see if that's the.
So, interestingly enough, I've never done a Hellraiser review.
Yeah, and that's like one of the only movies you watched during the pandemic.
It's probably the most recent movie I've watched.
I was just on Johnny Mockney's podcast called We Are Movies.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about your favorite movie, dude. Mm-hmm. Which is, I could do that all day. What would you do? Princess Diaries. Next.
Clifford.
Clifford the Big Red?
Yeah.
The animated one they just came out with?
Yeah. Of course.
That's the most... Mm-hmm. Sorry.
What?
Miss Congeniality.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, Melon fucking dude. What's your name's a bitch in that?
The
Meryl Streep was mean as fuck in that movie.
What was that one movie from Julia to Julia? The one about Julia Child?
Oh,
Fried Green Tomatoes.
I never saw that one.
No, dude, he loves Star is Born.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
You love Star is Born. The Lady Gaga movie.
That was a good
movie.
Yeah,
he loved that movie.
He liked when he killed himself.
Well, that was just funny.
Spoiler alert.
He would do Guys and Dolls.
Yeah. I just watched A Few Good Men, I think. With,
hell yeah.
Cuba Gooding Jr. and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cuba is in that.
Where he's,
it's a Tom Cruise vehicle.
I mean, that would have been the first actor I said if I was talking about Cuba Men.
Is it? No,
it's a Tom Cruise vehicle.
That's the fourth or fifth person you mentioned when you talk about that movie.
You're talking about the Navy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about Robert De Niro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro, him, Radio.
Have you seen The Godfather?
It's not Radio.
You seen The Godfather? You know Robert Duvall's in it.
You know John Castellanos is in it. John Cavalieri.
Do you have like a favorite movie?
I don't know. That's a really hard one for me, I guess.
Top. Yeah, it is tough. But you got a top three.
I don't know.
Nothing that's got you good?
Like, there's ones, like, I can always throw on and fucking whatever, no problem.
Yeah.
But, like...
What's a movie you've seen the most?
Million Dollar Baby.
No. Probably,
G.I. Jane.
Dude, I don't even know what the fucking
goddamn saying, like, is women called. Empowerment movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell you mine.
Precious.
Predator, dude.
Oh, okay.
Predator?
Yeah.
Predator.
Yeah, dude, good. I've watched really? Predator more than any other movie I've ever watched. Really? I'm like, oh, absolutely.
I've never seen it.
What?
I don't think so.
Oh, dude.
Really? The first one, no.
You have a it's whole bunch to watch.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. Go watch
Predator.
Oh, yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, Alien was better.
Like, literally, the whole Predator series is on Hulu.
Predator, fuck yeah, all right. Predator 2 is really dude, fucking good.
Fucking Predator with the Comanche is fucking
the
awesome.
Newest, yeah. The that newest was fucking amazing. Prey was good. Yeah. The
Prey. Yeah, I didn't like they switched up. I should have called it Predator versus Prey or something.
The Alien versus Predator ones are a little too
close. I loved them.
Those are fun.
But they're good.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, Predator versus Alien.
If you throw a Predator in the mix, it's going to be fucking dope.
Yeah.
Period. So, it could be like Honey, I Shrunk the Predator. You know what I mean?
How like, oh,
I
would still watch it.
I would too.
Somebody dropped like a nuke on Jamaica and then
No, just watch it.
I thought that was the thing.
No one dropped a nuke on Jamaica.
I was waiting,
but I do get it because of the dreadlocks.
Yeah. I was waiting for a Predator to show up in fucking Prometheus.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
that'd been
right?
Dope, dude. Just wreck shop in the
just
big
a little baby one like tied up in a corner. Just,
there was no Easter egg of that.
No.
Life Aquatic though.
Ooh, damn.
Ooh.
You gave him time to think about it. That's all dang. It took.
Yeah.
Isn't that Wes Anderson or Paul Thomas? Yeah. Paul Thomas.
That movie is
Paul beautiful. Thomas Westerson.
Paul Thomas Westerson.
But yeah, that one, Evil Dead.
Okay.
You can put it in Evil
the
Dead.
The new one?
No, Evil Dead 2, you can always pop on it.
Dude, Evil Dead Rise, did you see that one?
Yeah,
it's the new one?
It's I want
fucking
to.
Fucking gnarly, dude.
Yeah.
Gnarly.
I've been waiting for it to
dude,
come on.
Dude, the big fucking free. Weird smiles and shit.
Mm.
Scary.
Life Aquatic, that's a... I like
also,
that
also,
yeah.
The Last Dragon or something like that. It's an old cartoon.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bruce
from
Lee's
the
thing.
80s. It's like a boy who turns into a dragon.
That'll do
then
it.
Then learns how to be a dragon and has to fight wizards and shit.
I would do the DuckTales movie.
Get the fuck out of here. You sure you're not thinking of the show of Jackie Chan's nephew? No. Remember that one for
it's
a while?
The Last Dragon or something like that.
If you're doing cartoons.
Flight of Dragons.
Yeah, because Last Dragon's Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Flight of Dragons. Flight of Dragons.
Well, he knows the theme song.
See, I think you started well in your list.
Yeah, it did kinda, devolve pretty quick.
I gave you the three.
No.
Life Aquatic,
I only accept
Evil
the
Dead,
one.
And then a TV show.
Yeah, no cartoons don't count. Cartoons don't count.
I watch a lot of
that's
cartoons.
All he watches.
Like, I would do Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know the one where he fucking puts the fruit on his head? You
know, what movie are you into? I don't know. I like that one Warner Brothers did.
Merry Melodies? Was that that was what it was called, right?
Yeah.
Dude, a lot of people would say Diego would say an animated movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He goes and sees him by himself and cries.
I know.
Anyway, loves movies.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I saw that.
It's the only time great he movie. Feels. It's the only time Diego has an emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he said, Diego Atanasio, he said that he cries in a movie anytime somebody achieves a goal, and I kind of do too, and I realized that after he said that. Anytime somebody's been chasing something, and then they walk into the room, and everybody's like, yeah, like I cried at the King's speech after he sputtered through that
it's
thing.
Great. I watch all the sports movies.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Yeah, dude, Miracle. Watching Miracle with a dry eye. Best of luck. I even like hockey.
Try Moneyball.
Try Remember the Titans. Come on, especially when the black dude loses his ability to walk when he's got scholarship
great
opportunities.
Movie.
Come on.
Fantastic.
I remember watching Friday Night Lights with my dad, which is a great movie.
Yeah.
And I remember at the end, he was like, they lost? Like, he didn't understand that could happen in a movie. He's like, what do you mean? We were following them the whole time. And they lost. I was like, it's a drama. Okay? It's not a comedy.
They lost.
I was a Varsity Blues guy.
That was
yeah. No, it wasn't. The movie was fucking garbage.
Yeah, I don't
you're
know.
Fucking, you're garbage, dude.
Your
that
face
fucking
is garbage.
Fat guy. My face is garbage, but that fucking movie was worse garbage. That movie was a landfill.
That fat guy was underrated.
That fat
yes.
Love that fat guy. Billy Bob.
Yeah.
Billy
yeah.
Ray.
Yeah, he was underrated.
Billy Ray Bobson.
What are your three movies?
The Program. How about that one?
Ooh. Loved it.
Yeah.
I got to see it in the movie when they're laying in
okay,
the highway.
All right, let's do this. Top three sports movies of all time.
Anyone of you says The Natural, you can suck my dick.
No. I'm throwing this one out there. Blue Chips.
Blue Chips is amazing.
Yeah.
Blue Chips is amazing. Very fucking honest movie.
Yeah.
I'd say Blue Chips up there. The thing is, though, you also have recency bias. I will say that because Blue Chip is awesome, but Miracle is fucking right up there.
Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit's good, dude. Seabiscuit's good, dude. Tobey Maguire's mean.
Is it?
Yeah, dude.
Tobey Maguire's
like, he's fucking fiery, dude. He's the biggest jockey in history.
So you mean real life Tobey Maguire?
Oh, is Tobey Maguire really mean?
He's kind of a dick. Oh,
the greatest game ever played was Shiloh.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen that.
What about The Longest Yard?
I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Like, is that the one with Nick Nolte? No.
No, that's,
you guys ever
talking about the new
one? What about
one?
North Dallas 40? You ever seen that with Nick Nolte?
No.
It's basically about the Dallas 40 or the Dallas Cowboys in the 70s. They're all coked out of their heads and on steroids
I've never seen
and
that.
Shit.
That sounds cool though.
It's pretty decent.
Yeah.
Can we do comedy and then a separate category about?
Okay, sure. We can split it up.
Longest Yard, Happy Gilmore, Waterboy.
I was going to put Waterboy.
Well, you're putting Longest Yard in as a comedy?
The kind of
the
is.
Original one?
No, with Burt Reynolds. Talking about all. I just wanted to pick three Adam Sandler's.
No, Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
What did I say? Burt Selig.
You said Burt Selig.
This podcast gets some representation of that movie.
It's really rubbing off on you, this podcast.
What was?
Burt Reynolds' Longest Yard is not. That's not a comedy.
He's
not. That's too. Okay. I mean, it's there's like maybe I'd comedic like moments, but it's like that's actually pretty dark.
But didn't Adam Sandler do the remake?
Yeah, that was a comedy.
You never saw that?
I don't know.
Oh, Joey Diaz is in it. It's so great.
Listen to your cocksuckers.
Yeah. He was coked out of his mind. Anyways, let's keep going.
What's the one where their team is the Armadillos and it's a comedy?
Mighty
is
Ducks.
It The Replacements or some shit?
No.
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks. That's got to be up there. Yeah.
Oh, the Armadillos. That's Unnecessary Roughness.
Thank you.
Yeah. Necessary Roughness.
Yes. Necessary. Yeah, with Scott Bakula or something.
You know, the Sinbad vehicle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like Mike.
What is it?
Somebody's going to say Space Jam.
I was going to say
Space Jam.
Air Bud.
My son's
fuck Air Bud.
All of them.
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year. Those are good ones, but they're not comedy.
Angels in the Outfield.
I remember.
Angels in the Outfield is bullshit. I don't like that one. Danny Glover's not a baseball man.
The fucking Kevin Costner one.
A League of Her Own is a good
one. Well, Bull Durham.
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham's great.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams, not a comedy, but great.
Forrest Gump, he played ping pong.
And football.
But it wasn't sports focused.
I know, I'm joking. Air Buds.
Oh, no. Go on. Oh,
I love this pudding.
Fuck, what is it? I can't remember any of these goddamn movies' names.
Remember the Varsity Blues? Remember the Friday Night Lights? Remember the Titans? Remember the Titans?
Maybe I shouldn't have asked us this. Maybe this is a bad podcast. What? I don't know.
Great podcast.
Okay, we got to order these, though.
Okay, you're right.
So
Mighty Ducks.
Let's go top three comedy first.
All right, but hold up. We know Mighty Ducks is going to fit in there somewhere.
Yeah, Mighty Ducks is definitely in there.
Okay. But is it two?
It's three. For right now.
No, it's Mighty Ducks one. It's the original.
I'm going to say one. I'm going to say one.
Three. You got to go two. Knuckle Puck.
No.
Oh, Mighty Ducks two. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. When they get to every two movie, every sequel has like, they got to get the guy from Texas.
Yeah.
And they got to get the guy from China.
That's when they're in the Olympics, dude.
And the guy from China still talks like this.
Yeah. Fucking the rodeo cowboy.
He's from Austin, China.
Antonio Szechuan.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan.
Okay, so because also like, what's the one with the three brothers?
The Bash Brothers.
Oh,
the
Slapshot.
Yeah, Slapshot.
Slapshot.
Raging
so,
Bull.
Okay, so do we do per sport now?
No. It's just comedy and drama. That's it.
This is hard.
Happy Gilmore's got to be up there.
Yeah, I think so. That's a classic
for
movie.
Comedy. Yeah. It's okay.
You have to.
Yeah,
I like Waterboy better.
It's a
better movie for families and everybody.
I think Happy Gilmore is more in the mainstream
than Waterboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Waterboy is more
for sure.
Of like a like
it was
a
like
niche.
The third movie he made. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I would.
That's a all right. Hard
so
one.
All right. So we got Mighty. Boy so we got so Mighty good. Ducks. We got Mighty Ducks, and we've got
Mighty Ducks 2.
Mighty Ducks 2, and we've got Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate the.
Do we go Mighty Ducks 1?
No, I hate we're using a sequel.
Yeah, I don't like that. There would be no Mighty Ducks 2 without Mighty Ducks 1.
Dude, Emilio's in all of it.
I know.
Okay, but it's still a shit.
Me, dude.
It's all about the Estevez.
Joshua Jackson's in it, too.
They even got Hans, the fucking skate sharpener, bringing him the skates.
Wait, when do when did the Bash Brothers come in? The second one?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I think sequels are fine.
Coach Bombay.
Yeah.
Coach Bombay, but if we're going to do it too, I mean, Slapshot's fucking great, but you guys probably don't like Slapshot because it's a 70s movie.
Honestly, I've never seen Slapshot.
Slapshot
is that a comedy?
Fucking amazing.
Is that a comedy?
Yeah.
When they're just playing the little cars and the fucking, what are you guys doing? And they're like, just playing cars, coach.
Yeah. Just playing cars, coach.
What about Caddyshack?
Oh,
there you go.
There
got
it is,
it,
dude.
I was going to say basketball, but that's, yeah.
Basketball's amazing,
I would
too.
Say, I would give basketball an honorary mention.
I'd give basketball and Caddyshack, like, one of the top three comedy. Yeah,
Caddyshack's one.
All right, all right.
Basketball created its own fucking sport.
All right, so are we...
Mighty Ducks,
are we too. Are we reshifting, then?
I think so.
Caddyshack 1.
So are we going Caddyshack 1?
Yeah.
Yeah. Basketball,
and then...
I don't agree with basketball at 2.
No?
No,
what?
No. Happy Gilmore at 2.
And then basketball 3?
No.
No.
What? You don't think basketball is one of the best fucking sports comedies?
No.
It created its own sport.
It's not
dude.
In the same level as the first two I mentioned, nor Mighty Ducks.
I'm going to go... 3. I'm going to say that basketball is not as far into like the mainstream
cult
as...
Cult classic.
Yeah, but we're not... Classic. The mainstream isn't the only judge. Judgment.
Like, yeah, I think when you're looking at like ties, you have to like consider what is more like
your grandma would like Happy Gilmore
more than she would have liked basketball.
And
I agree
with
that.
Yeah,
I agree with that. My grandpa though would have loved basketball.
Yeah.
Grandpa would have loved that.
All right. So number 3 is do we gotta go Ducks?
So wait. What are we going 1 and 2 though?
Caddyshack. Gilmore.
And then Ducks.
Yeah.
No, he's dude. No
on,
way.
He's
the Mighty
not
Ducks.
On it now.
Mighty it's Ducks a, is not going to be on that
you
list.
You weren't a boy when it.
Yes,
I
was.
Wasn't either. I don't think.
Yeah, you were a fucking infant. I was a boy. And yeah. No, it doesn't
Bro,
make the fucking list.
You tell
it wasn't that funny.
Bullshit. To this day, you can be like, hey, yo, Flying V.
And no one will laugh. They'll just know what you're talking about.
They'll line up. And make that flying
but they won't
fucking
laugh.
V, bro.
They won't have good sports movie, not a good comedy.
They made the mistake of being too funny / too like dramatic.
It's
like,
a kids movie. Fuck all that.
Yeah, but it's not funny enough to be in there.
I agree. It's not going to make the list for sports comedies. It might make the best sports movie list, but not sports comedies.
So then what? Slapshot is third?
Oh, you haven't seen
it.
We can't call that.
I haven't seen it either. I like Paul Newman. But...
Paul Newman's a fucking god.
I'd say, I think this amazing. Is going to bring basketball back into the fucking conversation.
Ooh, I got...
Well, I don't, like, unless I could all of us don't have to have seen the movie. All
right, what about Pool Hall Junkies?
Is that sports,
Anybody
though?
Rounders.
Schools.
Not a comedy.
Sport?
Yeah. Because not a comedy.
No.
See, like, if we were doing, like, gambling movies, then I would say yes.
Rounders, yeah.
Yeah,
Rounders is a great gambling movie.
Yeah. All right, but that's a game, not a sport. I True. See billiards as a sport.
I don't know. Man.
I think would it have to be involved in the Olympics. Is that what makes it a sport? No, not necessarily.
Because then skateboarding movies.
Golf
what
is
about
in the Olympics?
Yeah.
What about Any Given Sunday?
Ooh, not a comedy.
Not funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, but it's not a comedy.
That's a very serious.
The
movie.
Sandlot.
Ooh. Oh,
not a comedy, but good movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
good movie.
I would call that a comedy.
I would, dude.
Kids, no, it's kids that's movie. Not. It's not a. It's not a comedy. There's funny.
We're talking
moments,
adult
comedy.
Comedies, dude.
I got it.
That's Caddyshack.
I got it.
That's Caddyshack.
Dodgeball.
Oh,
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. I'm not giving it to Dodgeball.
No.
No.
Okay, but we know Caddyshack's one.
Caddyshack's one.
Caddyshack is one.
We know that Happy Gilmore's two.
Happy Gilmore's two.
We're working on that.
And
third.
You're not. And we're. I feel like Alex is in on the Dodgeball. In which case, you're.
Oh,
vetoed.
I may. Yeah. Hey.
I'll put Dodgeball ahead
of basketball. Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh
See,
no way, dude.
This is dirty.
No more Journey psychouts.
It's funnier.
Oh,
what?
Not.
No, it's
no,
not.
It is not.
Yeah, it is.
You're saying Vince Vaughn's funnier than Trey and Matt?
Yeah.
From South Park. You're out
no,
of your
no,
fucking
no.
head.
No, it's not just Vince Vaughn. The whole movie's ridiculous. It's
yeah.
a great
Who's
idea.
The main character?
Yeah,
Who's the main character in Dodgeball? Vince
Peter
Vaughn.
Peter LaFleur.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn. Who are the main characters in fucking basketball?
You could argue Ben Trey. Stiller was...
Ben Stiller is also...
He's, what? That's why he won Best Supporting Actor at the Oscars for that movie.
Come Nobody on, makes me bleed my own blood.
That was funny.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah. Oh, that ripped torn vehicle. I forgot about that.
He picked the bigger, stronger kids for your team. So you pick on kids like Winston over here. They just throw a ball at his glasses.
Still, I'd like to. I think basketball should be top three. No. Dodgeball is not as funny as basketball.
It is.
You guys need to go back and watch basketball.
Yeah, you guys are
That movie holds the fuck up.
Brian's song.
No, that one's kind of sad.
All right, so it's between basketball and dodgeball then for number three.
If we're going to do that, I think we need to split it up, and that'll be 1A and or 3A and 3B. If we're going to end this fucking argument before this hour's up.
Yeah, we got to make a decision here because we still got three more to go.
And then it's basketball.
Flip a coin.
Okay. All right. Heads is basketball. Tails is not whatever other one you're talking about. Oh, God. It's dodgeball.
Dodgeball is number three.
The universe knew that one.
Basketball gets the honorable mention.
Honorable mention for basketball. I'll accept that. All right, cool. Now we're just talking about standard sports movies.
All right, now we're talking about like non-comedy.
Non-comedy.
Air up there.
Isn't that a pilot movie?
No, it's the best.
I'm thinking Air America with Mel Gibson.
Deer Hunter.
Con Air.
No, it's about the Maasai African band.
What about the movie?
Basketball.
Wait a minute. We forgot one for Kevin comedy. Cool Runnings.
Ooh. Yeah, but that's not going to.
That's not that. Don't top the three.
That's a family.
Yeah. That's family. Yeah, that's not comedy. Is it? All right. Yeah.
Do we have a family?
Family comedies that we can go on forever. Family fucking sports movies.
Yeah, there's too many of those.
That's Rookie of the Year.
Okay,
that's,
so serious fucking sports movies.
Yeah, I'm throwing. I mean, not okay.
I still think Bull Durham's getting robbed.
I think first let's pick the three. Okay, not in order.
We are Marshall,
and then once we agree on the three, then we figure out the order.
Okay. Miracle.
I'm throwing out Blue Chips.
Blue Chips is up there.
I'm with Miracle. I've never seen Blue Chips.
Blue Chips is awesome.
Yeah, Blue Chips is great.
Nick Nolte, Shaq.
Have you seen Blue Chips?
Denzel Washington football movie.
Remember the Titans.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yes, that's in there. Yeah, that's top three, right?
Okay.
Well, we got some other ones.
Rocky.
Ooh.
Raging Bull.
No, Rockies, all the Rockies. The first two Rockies are knocking Raging Bull out of the fucking
conversation. You don't like Raging Bull, huh?
No, it's fine, but it's two. If you're talking boxing, Rocky 1 and Rocky 2 are better than Raging Bull.
But we're talking, this isn't comedy, this is dramatic. So yeah. Raging Bull is probably
Well, Rocky's
more,
not comedy either.
I know. It is a little bit.
Yeah. I'd say...
When he rapes her in the first one. That was funny.
What about that Tonya Harding movie, dude?
I, Tonya?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No.
No. What about you guys ever seen Alive, the one about the rugby team that eats himself?
No, you can't.
That's not a sports
Come on,
movie.
John.
No, it's a rugby team.
It's not a sports movie.
No, it's a good one.
They ate each other, John.
They didn't all eat each
other.
Are we
saying Rocky is in the top
Rudy
three?
Rudy is good.
Rudy. Oh, God damn. Rudy.
And also Anger and Sundays.
My father-in-law was in Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. He was one of the football players. My wife's uncle Brian is on the cover of Rudy.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right. He's one of the dudes carrying him up. Wow. Yeah. And my other buddy, his buddy Murphy Tobin's the other guy.
All right, so are we saying Rocky is in the top
three? I think Rocky's in the top three.
Okay. I don't think
Rocky Rudy, and
what?
No. I don't think Rocky.
I don't think I'm kind of leaning towards his side too.
As a fucking Italian, Rudy, you're not going to fucking include Rocky.
You're crazy. The first
Rudy
one,
I know. No,
one.
The first one. You're right. The first one's got to be in there. You're right. He's right.
I Rocky think you one. Can, no, no, as far as I'm concerned, you can go Rocky 1, 2, and 4.
Two is fucking good too.
Because Rocky wins in two.
You have to put Rocky in. There.
Rocky fucking wins.
But that's kind of why I like one better.
You have to
because it's a little more dramatic.
I don't.
Yeah.
He didn't even have a shot, dude. He ends up fucking taking him to the fucking 15th round.
Because it's not about him winning or losing. It's about him stepping up to the challenge.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
You know, that's why I think one is the best one because it's not about the win. It's about him.
I can't disagree with you.
Both are. I'm not big on Rocky movies.
Oh, man. I think you need to give it another shot.
Nope. I'm all right.
Dude. It's all right.
Oh, also, what about Days of Thunder?
Great fucking movie.
I've never seen it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you got to watch Days of Thunder. It's a great fucking.
Yeah.
It's a great another Robert Duvall. That's another good Cuba Gooding Jr. movie. Hoosiers. Jesus Christ. There's too many good ones.
I never liked Hoosiers.
Hoosiers is amazing.
Coach Carter. Like Mike. No, that's
what's the one where Denzel's the chess coach?
That's not sports, what? Though. What was the one with fucking Sean Connery when he was like mentoring the one the young like black kid?
The right Finding Forrester.
Finding Forrester.
That was more of like Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That wasn't really about sports. I got
one. Fucking Loving Basketball.
Yeah.
He Got Game.
He Got Game.
You Got Served.
Oh.
You Got Served.
He Got Game was
Drumline.
Fantastic.
Let's just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, He Got Game was great.
Fuck.
Loving Basketball is good, but I'm not a black lady.
This one's tough.
Yeah. I think right. Rocky is going to be in the top three.
I don't know.
But it's an Oscar winner, dude.
All three of us say Rocky.
We're going to have to vote. So 3-1, Rocky's
in. Rocky's in the top three. Because of that, what was the one you just dropped? Did you just drop Hoosiers or did you drop Rudy? Or who dropped
Rudy.
Both
Rudy.
I think Rudy's in the top three.
I think Rudy's number one.
Okay.
Rudy's up there.
We'll rank him in a second. Let's just figure out what's in the top three.
I'm with Rudy.
So we've got Rudy and Rocky in the top
Rudy,
three.
Rudy, Rocky, Caddyshack. It crosses borders. It breaks standards, dude.
But then also.
Fine, Caddyshack 2.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What movie? Miracle is good.
Miracle's so fucking good. I think those are it. I think it's Miracle, Rudy, and fucking Rocky. I think those are the three.
He Got
Game,
though.
He Got Game.
That's crazy.
And we forgot about Blue Chips.
And Blue Chips. Fuck.
And The Program.
I think Blue Chip and The Program, because of production value.
Mm. Invincible.
Isn't that the one with that's a
Vince
war
Papale?
One.
No, it's with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, that's the fight. Mark Wahlberg where he becomes the eagle?
Yeah.
Damn it, that's
a good one. Oh, God, that is a good one.
God damn it.
But you can't put that up there with Rocky and but that falls into Blue Chips category. I think Blue Chips is slipping.
Blue Chips. I don't know, man. I think Blue Chips.
I think Blue Chips means more to you.
I think people are sleeping on the message behind Blue Chips.
How the NCAA is crooked as fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now look at them. NILs and shit, dude. Fuck.
It's just I mean, honestly, I'm like, I'm okay with the NIL because that's been there all this fucking time.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like fucking, but it was just it was hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, just fucking do it. Yeah. Like, you know, right. These sports are making you billions.
Remember
of dollars.
The Titans.
Where are we at?
Right now, we're at Rocky and Rudy.
And Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans is up there.
Come on,
Rocky, Rudy, Remember the Titans.
The love of the game, guys.
When they sing,
go back to that.
Ain't no mountain high enough on the bus.
Oh yeah,
I think that's even going more into a family movie.
That is kind of a family.
Can we say like Boys in the Hood is technically a sports movie?
No. Ricky did have a scholarship opportunity.
Yeah,
if we're gonna do that, we got to go back to Alive then. Shit. If we're gonna do that,
yeah. No. All right, fine.
Because all
not,
sports
all right,
heroes,
okay,
sports
we're
heroes done.
We're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that. What about Simon Birch?
Because he gets.
Well, if we're gonna do that, we gotta do Billy Elliot. He was a master fucking class dancer.
Yeah, he was. God damn.
We know Rocky and Rudy. I think Rocky and Rudy
or Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, throw a football quarter mile. Rocky and Rudy.
Throw a pigskin over that mile.
I don't think Remember the Titans makes it.
No, I think you.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm leaning
I'm leaning away from Remember the Titans.
But I'm also, leaning away from Blue Chips. Great movie.
I'm leaning away though from Miracle. Because it's also a Disney movie,
yeah.
Just like Remember the Titans,
and it's based on a true story.
Yeah,
good point. Well, we don't like Disney here, is that?
No, but family, you know.
So we're okay.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy is one of the best fucking sci-fi movies ever. It's Disney.
Whoa! Shut the fuck up.
It's amazing.
Let's not.
Why isn't Rudy family?
Why?
Because Remember the Titans, just because it's fun doesn't make it family.
Integration's fun?
Oh, also, greatest game ever played. I'll go back to that one.
I don't even know what that one
was
is.
Was Shia LaBeouf. It's him as a golfer.
The Legend of Bagger Vance.
He's a caddy and then gets to like advance in whatever golf shit.
You ever seen The Legend of Bagger Vance?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Fucking
Will Ferrell's an angel, I guess, the whole time.
It's not Will Ferrell.
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
But like,
spoilers.
No, best game ever played. That's a fantastic movie. It'll make me cry.
Miracle.
Makes me cry every fucking time. I'd like to watch that
one. Miracle will make you cry every time.
All right, we got to figure out the third one.
I think it's Miracle. Sorry,
movie and I'm not. I was gonna say my thing about like Remember the Titans and all those is not that they're family movies. It's just I don't know. Maybe it's recency bias, but I just feel like it's not you got, a timeless.
You got Rocky, you got Rudy, and you got It's a Wonderful Life. Or not that one.
He falls in the ice.
I feel like swimmer. I feel like Rocky and Rudy are timeless movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Agreed. Like you're gonna watch those.
Agreed.
We're gonna watch those.
So is Remember the Titans though.
For but so is so.
I don't know, man. I don't.
I don't want to pick. Yeah,
I don't feel that way about Remember. I just don't feel that way about it.
I don't either. I feel like I'm supposed to. Mm-hmm. But it is a great movie.
I'm not saying it's not a great movie, but I just don't feel like
I like
it's
Friday
one
Night
those,
Lights. But
so
you guys,
what are you pointing to?
My hat. Miracle. My hat is in the blue chip, or my hand is in the blue chip.
Yeah, but we've
jar.
Yeah, I keep saying we. I keep sliding. I think Miracle takes over blue chip.
I think we got two people with Miracle right now.
What do you got?
I gotta say Miracle. I can't think of anything else.
Really?
That's as good and timeless.
Yeah.
I think we found it, boys. Like we got Rocky, we got Rudy, and we got Miracle.
Do you go Slapshot?
That's comedy.
That's comedy.
Do we go?
Air Bud, dude.
All right.
What about the new movie with Adam Sandler, Hustle?
I'm not. All right.
Uncut Gems.
Honorable mention for He Got Game.
I'll give honorable mention to He Got
Okay,
Game.
Okay, but you like just jumped over what the third one is.
No, we didn't. We all agreed it was Miracle.
Oh, it's Miracle?
Yeah.
All right.
We all agreed.
Everyone. Well, but then honorable mention is Blue Chips.
I got it. Radio.
All right.
Radio.
Damn it. That is a good.
It's not a sports movie.
Oh, it sure is.
Yeah. He's a fucking
what?
Boy.
What is he?
Coach. He's
the rookie
manager.
Coach.
He's an equipment manager.
No. What was the hold on? Wait, what was the Leonardo DiCaprio basketball movie?
Basketball Diaries.
Yeah.
Basketball
White
Diaries.
White Man Can't Jump.
What about that one?
No.
No. It's good though.
That guy goes into like a finding whoever again.
No, that was more. That was like a sports movie.
No,
it's not. It was
more
of a game.
It's more like train spotting.
It was about
it's like train spotting
team.
With basketball.
Yeah, but it was about a basketball team.
Yeah, but then I could also.
Yeah, that's
say
like saying.
Like,
but it is like saying train spotting. It's like just come over. You guys go to the bar a lot.
What about For the Love of the Game?
The name of the sport is in the title of the movie.
What's the title of the movie again?
Basketball Diaries.
Yeah, but it's also about diaries. That's like writing. It's dumb. Yeah, that's some gay shit, dude. I'm not trying to disperse or try to cast aspersions on your people, but let me cast.
All right,
Hoop
whatever.
Dreams.
What? That's a documentary. I was gonna say if we had time, I was gonna say documentaries, but we don't have time. So
okay.
Besides, The Last Dance already beat
The Wrestler.
The Wrestler's fucking awesome.
That is a good movie, but it's not.
That's
awesome. I think A League of Their Own is really
good. A
League of Their Own would
talk about timeless.
All right, let's say I think League of Their Own is the honorable mention.
I think that's an honorable mention. Dude.
God damn it!
Yeah, no,
yeah.
Dude.
I think
is great, but League of Their Own is timeless.
I think League of Their Own is
dude.
The
my daughter watched that every fucking night.
It's either that. Time. Okay. So I have like a three-way tie for honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
League of Their Own. And they're all baseball movies. League of Their Own, Field of Dreams, Bull Durham.
Bull Durham, I think, is more comedy.
We might have to go back to
you
the
think
comedy,
it's more comedy,
though.
What?
Big Lebowski.
Kingpin.
It's not about Bull.
I know it's not.
It's
but
a consequential theme.
Kingpin.
King's funny, too.
Great. Yeah. And that's actually about bowling. That's the whole thing's based on getting to a bowling tournament.
Yeah.
That's better than number three, I think.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. So we all agree.
News,
100% agree.
Bears.
It's Rocky. Bad News Bears is great. Rocky. Rudy.
The Fighter.
And...
I think you guys said Miracle, right?
Shit,
Miracle.
I got a better one for the comedy, Talladega Nights.
Oh, God. That's amazing.
Oh, shit.
And that's all about racing, dude.
Yeah, we win. That one might be one, in, for my opinion. I swear to God, I had a...
Over Happy Gilmore and over what? What did we say? Where's the comedy?
Caddyshack.
That one makes...
You think Talladega Nights better
maybe.
Than Caddyshack?
I think it's that funny.
Yeah, Talladega Nights may be funnier than
Don't you stick
Caddyshack.
That knife in your leg, bro.
You're going to feel it.
All right, so we're reordering the sports ones.
No, though. I feel like that ship sailed, dude.
Sorry I did that.
It is a good one.
The vote is in.
But seriously, though, do you guys really think NASCAR is a sport?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. That makes one of us.
It's the longest running season.
I thought golf was. Doesn't golf never stop?
Yeah.
Golf never stops.
I feel like tennis never ends either, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huggalo's Pizza, We Are Pizza.
All right. Well,
I'm glad we all came to agreement 100% on all the things we're talking about.
I'm not happy with any of this now.
Yeah, I know, because you're a contrarian.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that it, Pickles?
Should we do a quick documentary?
The fucking Redeem Team.
Last Dance.
Great documentary. Last Dance.
What about Hoop Dreams?
Hoop Dreams is up there.
Never seen it, but that's great. Right?
It is. It's fucking great.
Hoop Dreams was how I learned how to do that, the spider dribble.
Word?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because Arthur Agee was doing it in one scene, and I was like studying that scene.
I think that from a sports OJ documentary. Yeah, OJ was good.
If I did it?
Yeah. No. Dude, I don't know. Have you ever seen the Broad Street Bullies documentary?
No.
It's fucking excellent about all those.
What about the one about the guy that pitched a no-hitter on mushrooms?
There's too many of them, man. With the 30 for 30.
He did it on acid.
Yeah. The Bad Boys 30 for 30.
We would just have to do the best 30 for 30s, and that already goes down as Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson. You don't know Bo.
So comedies, number one.
No.
Caddyshack.
I'm putting fucking the Bad Boys documentary up.
The Bad Boys documentary was really good. Yeah. That's definitely going to be two.
American Gladiators one.
You got location.
Then
bias.
We'll do TV shows next,
dude. 90% of people hated that Bad Boys documentary because
I don't give a shit. Fuck them.
Yes, it's Caddyshack, Happy Gilmore, and
Talladega
Nights. Even though I can't remember what we were doing.
I don't remember what slipped.
What slipped? We said Caddyshack, Happy Gilmore, Talladega Nights.
The one that slipped was
Mighty Ducks, right?
No. Yeah. Fuck no. No, I would never read to that. Doesn't matter. It's gone now. That's a good Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
And then for the other ones, it's going to be Rocky, Rudy, and Miracle.
Yep.
Documentaries, it's going to go.
Oh, what about Minor League?
Major League. Yeah, that's not memorable enough for you because you thought it was the minors. That even make it to the clay, make it to the show, dude.
I would have considered.
What about Major
League? If in your head they made it to the show,
no, just because
Major League is excellent.
Just because my brain isn't good.
Yeah, we can't blame that.
Yeah. Major League is great, but it's not. I don't think it's as timeless as fucking. It's not as timeless as fucking
I don't know, man. Fucking Wild Thing.
Yeah, it's great.
Joe Boo. Fuck you, Joe Boo.
Yeah, no, great. They got great lines, but it's not timeless, dude. Not like fucking.
It's timeless.
Not like fucking Talladega Nights. No, Caddyshack.
Major League is timeless.
Dude, Caddyshack.
His glasses. Fucking dude, Charlie Sheen's glasses.
I know, but that's timeless. I can do six lines from each of the other movies that we're talking about. Like Talladega Nights, I got six lines.
I can't do one fucking line from Rudy and fucking. You can.
When everyone goes. Rudy.
Or you're 5'0", 100-0. Got barely a speck of athletic ability. And you made it on the greatest football team in the land, which at that time was
for serious movies, though, Rocky, Rudy.
And Miracle.
No.
Yeah.
Miracle's out. Fucking.
No, it's not.
A league of their own.
I don't think that we should have Rocky as first because of how strongly Ian feels that it shouldn't be in the top three.
Okay, then it's Rudy and Rocky and A League of Their Own.
I got you.
Sure, thank you.
You're welcome.
There you go.
Fucking Miracle. Plug your shit, you fucking nerds.
Fucking dorks.
I got the roast battle next weekend.
Hell yeah.
It's called the Uncalled For Roast Battle.
I'm on that as well. I'm on that as well. I think I've written 4 jokes.
I haven't written anything for you.
And then this Wednesday, I will be in Toledo at the Crumbly Cup.
Nice.
Classic.
What about this Thursday?
I have something.
Smoke show.
Yes, smoke show is this Thursday.
Eastern Palace Club.
Yeah, your show that you run.
There's
something else going on this week.
Yeah.
Do I have to help again?
I don't think so.
All right.
Amy's been doing the door lately, so.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to help.
No.
You throw him some fucking
barbecue. It's been 3 months since he's fucking done the door, and he's just remembering now. Do I have to help again?
Oh, shit.
Well, the last time he called me with 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, because they fucking didn't tell me that nobody was coming to do the door.
I know someone that'll do it.
Well, once he called me the first time, I was like, yeah, sure, I'm not doing anything. Hmm. And then I helped out a couple other times. And then, I don't know. Next time he didn't tell me, and then all of a sudden, 1 hour before, 2 hours before.
Well, because they don't fucking tell me that nobody's coming until, I'm at the fucking venue. And they're like, oh, yeah, we didn't get anybody to do the door.
What plugs you got, Nick?
The Roast Battle, Independent Comedy Club. Be there the 16th. It's going to be hilarious. And then the Smoke Show on the 7th.
Where are these places?
Smoke Show is at
Eastern Palace Club with Alex Bozanova.
Oh. The one you were just asking if they needed help at.
Yep, gotcha.
You know where it is.
And Ramadan's coming up.
And then Ramadan started.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
It ends soon? And that's when Jesus comes back?
40 days. No, Jesus is back. Jesus has been here.
Oh, he's back. No, not yet.
No, not yet. He comes back.
No, he's here, but he hasn't been crucified yet.
Right.
So, wait, Ramadan is when Jesus goes to the Keys, to the Florida Keys.
Yeah. I don't know if
that's... He is a Jew.
Definitely bluebirds it. All
right. Leave their own. Good catch on League of Their Own, by the way, boys.
Yeah, League of Their Own.
That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. It is better than Miracle.
Okay. No, it's not.
It is.
Stop.
God bless.